This is Rocco Granato reporting live from the concourse in PPL Park. As I'm walking through the concourse, I come across a very, very familiar face. Winner of the 2013 NCAA, head coach of Duke Lacrosse, John Donowski. John,
thank you.
First of all, congratulations on the national championship. What do you think of PPL Park?
Well, we played here 2 years ago against Colgate in the quarterfinals. Magnificent venue, you know, breathtaking views by the water, but functionally in the park, great locker room facility. Field is, you don't play on a field like that all year. So it's a perfect place for a lacrosse game.
Now, today you're here obviously to see your son Matt, along with Trapuca and some other Duke
Tory, Zach Greer.
To see them. Obviously Matt helped you to the national championship this year. What do you think they need to do to pull off what a lot of people are saying, a major upset over Denver Outlaw team?
No doubt. Listen, Denver is perfect this year and playing great with a lot of, they're very healthy right now at this time of year, which is big for these guys. You know, Charlotte's going to have to play well in all phases of the game. They're going to have to win some faceoffs. They're going to have to shoot smart, not let Denver get out and run. And then they're going to have to defend them in the box, you know, and get some saves, you know, once they have them in the box.
Now, we did a show a little earlier. I interviewed Matt last night, and he was saying the one thing they really have to do, they have to really play disciplined. They can't take any unnecessary penalties. Now, for that coming out of Matt means a lot. He said there's no egos on the team. Everybody knows what they came here for. I've seen a lot of the shirts with the hashtag business road trip. They know it's a business. They came out of the locker room looking really, really pumped. I mean, they really need to play a disciplined game.
No doubt. And there are times, and I think the thing that you look at Denver and what they've done so spectacularly is they don't have a lot of, quote, great marquee players. But because they don't have great marquee players, I think those guys, they become a great team because they recognize that. So sometimes you always say that a great you can beat a highly skilled team if you're more disciplined, but you know the Denver team is going to be disciplined as well, and so it's going to be a tough task for Charlotte. But certainly, I'll be rooting for them.
Now, we'll turn it back to the NCAA. Coming off national championship, which was very well deserved. What's in store for the Duke program for next season? Obviously, you want to get back to the big dance again and repeat again.
Every year has its own cycle, you know, its own kind of life, so to speak, and it started already this past Tuesday with our freshmen, you know, arriving on campus with their parents and coming in for orientation. What I liked about it is a lot of our upperclassmen were already in the Sunday before that. They were running on their own, they were shooting. You know, we can't do anything with them until they have their physicals, until they're, you know, go through their NCAA compliance. But it's always exciting just to start from scratch again and to see what kind of team we're going to become.
Okay, John, I want to thank you. Enjoy your stay here at PPL Park. Again, congratulations on the 2013 title.
Well, I hope I can stay till tomorrow.
Yes, hope so.
All right.
Okay, again, this is Rocco Granato reporting live for the InLacrosse.com website and InLacrosse Radio Network live at PPL Park. That was Duke head coach John Donowski.